Since January 2008, Louisiana's job performance has been better than any other state. As the nation continues to recover from the economic downturn, Louisiana is poised in creating business development through new companies, retaining existing businesses, and relocations. Louisiana Economic Development Secretary Stephen Morey is looking to continue favorable trends for business in 2011 and joins me now by phone. Secretary Morey, thanks for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Great to be with you today.
On the heels of the announcement of the Kennedy Rice Mill to be built in Morehouse Parish, it would appear that 2011 is making strides for economic development. Stephen, two industries targeted by the state in its plan this year are digital media and green energy. What attributes does the state offer for these fields looking for business here in Louisiana?
Well, absolutely. I mean, first of all, we were very excited. The governor was able to announce the new Kennedy Rice Mill project that really adds to a growing list of agribusiness, value-added agribusiness projects that are creating thousands of jobs in our state, and in particular, Northeast Louisiana. I mean, in the last couple of years, the Foster Farms project in the northern part of the region, the ConAgra Foodsland Weston facility, which has already created 275 direct jobs, over 800 indirect jobs already. We're really seeing a variety of these value-added agribusiness projects all around the state. Cotton spinning facility in Lacassine, you know, obviously in South Louisiana. There's going to be a second one we're going to announce most likely somewhere in North Louisiana sometime in the next year. So we've had a really good run. And in fact, over the last 3 years, Louisiana has attracted more significant business development projects per capita than any other state in the South. We think that last year, we haven't got the final numbers yet, but we think last year was the fourth year in a row. So we're real excited about that. Third year in a row last year. In terms of our growth prospects for this year, we do see a number of good growth opportunities for the state, and we're putting about half of our focus on retaining and growing the companies that are already here today. And as I've been here in Northeast Louisiana this week, I've been visiting with a variety of the existing employers. Just yesterday, for example, visited with Chase, which has added literally about 300 people in the last year. They're now up in the well over 2,000 jobs. I forget the exact number, but huge economic driver for the region. They've been very pleased with the workforce here. I also spent some time with the leadership of the Smurfit Stone paper mill in Jonesboro that's been through some difficult times, but it now has a much brighter outlook. They've shifted back to profitability under the new plant manager, Mike Kraft. And they're looking at being sold to Rock 10. And so that situation's gone from being very concerning to being pretty positive about the outlook there. In terms of new growth opportunities, we're going to put the other half of our effort on those. And you mentioned a couple of them. Certainly green energy is a big opportunity for the state. A few months ago, the governor announced a 600-job project, Blade Dynamics, in New Orleans. Advanced manufacturing of high-tech composite wind turbine blades. But that's really just we think is going to be a wide variety of those projects. And I think when you look at Northeast Louisiana, in particular, we're going to see bio-based energy, biomass-based energy opportunities using wood products as an input, as well as some of the other growth opportunities there. Mirient Technologies, for example, a project that's underway, the Verinium project that's now owned by BP. that's the one I meant to mention, is Verinium. What does Louisiana offer these companies? Well, we offer a very positive and rapidly improving business climate. We offer a terrific workforce. We offer the best comprehensive workforce solution in the country, the Fast Start program, which was ranked number one in the country just a few months ago. And we also offer targeted economic development incentives. So we've really put Louisiana in a position to be competitive for new job-creating projects with any other state in the country.
When the state is looking at a $1.6 billion shortfall and we look to keep retaining these businesses and relocating some of these businesses, what is the state going to have to do strategically when it comes to incentives and tax breaks, things of that nature, in spite of looking at this looming shortfall to try to be able to muster through this upcoming storm?
Well, I think the first thing that's important to understand is that virtually every state in the country, if not every state in the country, is going through the same situation. We're obviously coming out of one of the deepest national recessions that our country has felt, or the deepest national recession in several decades. Also, the federal stimulus money coming out of the budget. And so virtually all states, if not all, are going to have a difficult budget year next year. I think this will be probably the toughest year that we'll face, and we'll be back in a relatively normal environment for the budget. What the governor has really prioritized and our administration has really prioritized is we want to maintain predictability in a competitive operating environment for business and for the families in Louisiana, and that means that we are opposing any tax increases. There's certainly been significant talk that we're hearing among some legislators, not really those in this region, but in other parts of the state, about raising taxes. We're going to oppose that. There's also been some talk of eliminating some of the economic development incentives or tax exemptions that have helped us to retain our existing companies or attract new business. And the governor, a few days ago, last week, I believe, stood in Baton Rouge and announced very important renewals of several of our most important job creation economic development incentive programs, including, most importantly, the Quality Jobs Program, which has been very important to this region and important to attracting businesses all across the state of Louisiana.
Secretary Stephen Mulray, thank you for your time this morning and appreciate you visiting the area during your spring tour.
Hey, great to be with you.
All right, thank you.